Welcome to the World of Vala Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. Chapter 39, School of Hard Knocks. You learn more from getting your butt kicked than getting it kissed. Tom Hanks. Classes are back in session within the Arcanum. Each of you are taking your own classes. Some of us are now teaching a class for the week. We'll get to yours last. And so this is the episode where we're going over what you learned for the week and then some wrap-up stuff at the end. So we are going to go through the first class that everyone has, and then I'm going to hit Vera, then Ivan, then Ruko, then Zeomaris. Mm-hmm. So, the same class that everyone has except Zeomaris. So Zeomaris doesn't learn any of this stuff.
Get fucking wrecked.
Wait, do you have a class at 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Sucks.
Get fucking wrecked.
Wait, which, I have an 8 a.m. class, but is it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or is it Tuesday, Thursday?
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I do not have an 8 a.m. class Monday, Tuesday. I'm so sorry, it's what?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I don't have an 8 a.m. class Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
So would you like to step in?
Like, as the teacher?
No.
Like, audit the class?
Yeah,
like, just, audit like, the class. Just, like, be part of it?
Yeah.
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 Sweet.
Yo, what's up, Professor Yu?
So, Sentinel is teaching the class for this week. Intro to Spirit Bonding is a class where you learn a lot of basic druidic stuff. Something that Zeomaris has skipped in their in becoming a master. So
sudden promotion.
But today is one of the most important things that you guys are going to go over. Sentinel stands in front of all of you. And Sentinel has a kind of a somber look on her face. Today we return to school, but with less students than before. This school is supposed to be used for your protection, and we failed you. So, in order to prepare you for the future, I have to teach you about resonance. Resonance is the basic building block to becoming a sage. A sage within our realm of druidicism is the pinnacle of what we can accomplish. And we do that through resonance. I noticed some...
Sorry, real quick. Are you saying resonance or, like, residence?
Resonance.
Can you spell this word, please, real quick?
R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E.
Okay, I know what you're saying.
Good job.
What?
No. Resonance.
Spelling. We do this through resonance. Resonance is the basic building blocks of becoming a sage. It's a druidic pinnacle.
Thank you. But not everyone can utilize this skill. Not everyone has the wisdom or the intelligence required to utilize this large aspect of druidicism. Many of your masters at this school cannot utilize this skill.
Start to look at me?
Yeah, people look at Zeomaris.
Zeomaris ignores it.
Do you do the thing where you're like...
No!
Is that teacher thing where it's just like, hey?
No, right. he acts like no one's even looking at him.
That's fair.
He is just focused on the lecture.
And I'm not even talking about the master that shares the stage with me. Nico does not know how to utilize resonance. And so today we are going to try to work you guys through it. Resonance is... Sorry, let me bring up my definition of it.
Whoa. Bring it up. Resonance is a harmonic frequency.
Resonance is a mysterious power that fuses our own latent mana with the mana of the world around us. Once you can get both to resonate, it gives you access to abilities that far surpass the people around you. Able to use to sense people's spiritual energy, predict actions, give the user a protector coating of mana around their bodies, and for a certain group, you can overpower the willpower of others with your own resonance. All living beings in this world are capable of learning this technique. However, most people do not notice it or fail to awaken it. This week, we are going to aim to awaken it. So, I'm going to have you guys roll a series of rolls to try to awaken it.
Okay. Can I get a d20, please?
What's the process to awaken it? Do you need a spirit necessarily?
No.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Huh? I forgot.
Yeah.
These are sick dice.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Here you go.
Thank you kindly.
I'm also fond of the D6s that are like skulls. I love those. Those are so pretty.
They're like pirate dice.
They're nice.
Yeah. Let us know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Also, are we specifically, or it's just a straight roll? I don't know if anyone asked that already.
No, I'll let you guys know.
Sweet.
Give me a second to give instructions in class, Isaiah.
Please do not skip ahead.
Isaiah, we got beef. How dare you? How dare you tell people that you made that sword weapon thing when I made that shit?
That's wild.
I'll destroy that shit. It's mine. Yeah, it's lost. Yeah, I took it home. It's mine. I made it. Idiot. Get wrecked.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. You suck.
Get fucking wrecked.
You're gonna make somebody a great first sex husband.
There are a few different roles that you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first one. Also, Xiomaris, you can also take part.
Xiomaris fails all his rolls, everyone.
I laughed at Xiomaris failed all the rolls, but everyone else succeeded. Just the entire class of students just stepping on you.
So, the first thing that we have to do is have you guys tap in to not only your latent mana, but the mana of the world. Usually this takes a lot of hard training, so I don't expect a lot of freshmen to pass it. But for a few of you here that have been through multiple rounds of combat and have fought in life and death situations, it may or may not be easier to unlock this. So, in order to make a connection with your inner magic, I need you guys to roll an Arcana. And add your level to the roll.
And our modifier? Our level and our modifier?
Yeah, level and modifier.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
25.
So Arcana.
Intelligence.
I get a plus 2. Can I add that as well?
Yeah.
19.
19.
Yeah.
Here, let me see just fine.
Do you get any buffs for being right, buff?
Here, let me. No, because the way he asked it. No, you get a plus 5, dude. So that's... Oh, yeah, that is a 19.
Yeah. Do I not...
Did you eat any, like...
You have the power of heart or something?
Hang on. Did you have Honey Nut Cheerios for breakfast?
Are you heart healthy?
Did you get a point of inspiration?
Anywhere?
I think I had 2 of them, but I think I used them both. Once when with the Icker thing, and then once with the other thing with my clone.
Well,
no offense, I'm not giving you mine for this.
Can I try rerolling maybe? Because
Can a spirit help? Oh, no!
I was going to say that, but I was like,
she doesn't have any!
Can my friends help?
Can Vanya somehow come in and roll for you?
Is Vanya's
in the room?
Let's
see. Vanya does not get it.
Okay, that's good. That could have been embarrassing.
I like how you pulled it. The thing is, it's like, what? Sorry, I don't mean to be like the dunk on you, but I was just like, okay, Vanya, you get. So
Sahara also didn't get it.
Okay. Because it's like, yeah, mom, you cloned me. Well, guess what? I got 2 disappointments. What's good? I didn't get it. He didn't get it.
Okay. Damien got it. Fuck. Right. You needed a 20.
Oh, buddy.
Can I assist, or is that?
No.
It's fair.
Is it possible? Can I try again?
You have a week.
Could he have somehow leveled up one level before he took that role?
Can my trauma from this clone thing give me half a level?
I was joking. If that happens and I'm still level 2.
No. The problem is, this is an intensive thing. Uh-huh. I didn't expect anyone to pass with a like.
Oh, you thought we'd all just not do it.
Yeah. But now it feels like if one person doesn't do it, it kind of...
It feels like, oh, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
He's going through some stuff. It's emotional. He can't focus.
I got points in Arcana.
Vanya and him keep making eyes at each other. The lightning striking.
Is it possible to just like try again late in the week or during training, like on my own? Or
no.
this is a one and done?
Oh. But we'll keep you in mind. So you got a 19.
Yeah.
Okay. You still have to make the other rolls. Okay. Hopefully, if you get higher than your requirement in the other rolls, we might be able to work something out.
Because it's close.
I believe in you.
That was close. I'd be so freaking angry. It's just
Don't you feel mad? Don't you feel angry?
These are god points.
And so, all of you guys, everyone else in the room, you guys currently. Sorry, just
everyone except your part.
You guys now have, like, your own innate magic that's keeping you alive. You taken, inventory of that. You can't use it to wield spells, but you can use it to move it around your body. In a sense where, so for example, if you move your innate magic more towards your legs, your speed increases by 10. If you move it to your arms, your damage goes up by 1d6. So you can use, yes.
Is Ruka able to channel that into his prosthetic armor?
Yes.
Okay.
So you've learned a move called mana enhancements.
So no one else is a god, right?
And it's a bonus action, and you can use it to just, like...
Bonus?
Yeah.
Give a little boom. Boost. A little boosty boost. Done. Mana enhanced.
And are you going to send us a breakdown of the different abilities there?
Yeah. Cool.
Sweet.
Is it just you've unlocked these specific abilities, or could we, like, workshop other stuff.
You can workshop other things. Like, for example, like one of my students use mana enhancement to try to make them smarter.
That's
to move their brain.
Yeah,
that's smart. That's already smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so could you also do it like maybe like moves your muscles and increase your strength in a moment or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Move to my eyes. I can double my perception.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's sick.
Since I'm a fire elemental, can I do it to the fire that I protrude outward? Or
you
is
could.
That...
Yeah, because that's your body.
Yeah.
This is such a cool building. I'm glad we all have this.
Just fine. So what else do we learn this week?
So now we have to roll a nature check. You now take stock of your body. Now you need to take stock of the nature around you.
I love the nature around me.
Mm.
Is it the same boons?
Yeah, same boons. Level plus like.
What's our nature?
Can I get different dice? I'll try that one.
Here, try this one.
Sure. That one looks pretty.
Nice catch.
Thank you. No.
It didn't work?
No.
I got a nat 20 on that dice before I gave it to you.
My rolls are getting worse.
Is it possible for our spirits to help us?
No.
Okay. Even in nature, because my spirits are from nature?
No.
They live in the woods and stuff?
No.
Asia, is it okay if I use this one?
I'd try this one. That one
looks
nicer to me.
Let me see.
Oh, actually, you know what? Okay, so...
No.
Okay,
so
just...
It did. Can I... I should probably roll on a dice tray.
Are we sticking I don't know why with I the... If we were over in one area,
see,
we can kind of...
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay.
After 10 rolls, I got it. After rolling on a dice tray.
Roll one more for nature.
Okay.
Also, you could also roll one more.
Okay.
I got a 20. Just a flat 20.
It was lower.
23 this time. I think rolling on a dice tray helps.
Is it hard?
Hey, it's the green dice.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, Sitar doesn't get that.
Sitar doesn't get it either. ZMR is what you got.
I got 19.
Fuck. What did you get?
I just got a 20.
Wow.
Do you not get it?
That's fair.
Does Vanya
no,
get it?
No, it's just a 20.
Go, Vera.
Vanya
go
does
Vera.
Not get it.
Go, Vera. Yes. Go.
If I go down, you're going down.
I have collectively passed 40.
Oh, my bad. I got a 20. Sorry, I thought nature was wisdom. I have a +2 to wisdom, but nature is intelligence, and it's a +3.
Have you guys not written out your modifiers?
No, I did, but I was looking at this one, so I was looking at, like, the complete spell list and everything, which doesn't include what section everything is, so
no,
I was going by...
I meant, like, here, like, you're not writing out what the modifiers for the skills are?
John, I love you, but we already had this conversation 2 years ago.
I remember that conversation, and it still doesn't make sense to me.
It's okay. Like, I respect our differences as friends.
It's so easy to be like, look, nature, this is my, when I get, I don't have to like recalculate it.
So
I got a 20 and John didn't, and I think we're salty. I think we're nitpicking.
So I need a constitution roll.
From both of us?
From everyone.
Okay. That's, yeah. I'm sorry, constitution roll plus level?
Yes, plus level.
Oh, yeah, I'm not confident about this one. Oh, thank God. Let's see.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I level 3?
Fuck. Yes.
Okay, so then add a +1 to everything. So I got a 26 and a 17 for those rolls.
Okay.
What? And I got a 17 for my constitution roll?
Mm-hmm. I got a 21.
And then I go insane.
I got a 27, baby!
I made a 7.
You made a 7?
Yeah. I rolled a 2. It was almost a 20.
Oh.
Sweet. I got a nat 20 again with Damien.
Damn.
With a different dice, which is why I thought... I gave you that dice because it rolled really well.
I'm just giving you every 15 dice this time. I have. And... Just cycle them around. Maybe your bad luck will, like, even up.
The dice I was using last time were really nice. They were the chemistry set.
Oh, those? Yeah. I'm not going to get up and find those.
No, that's fair.
I grabbed things that were
close. Hey, Dosma, if you can't roll with 20 dice, maybe you are the problem.
Here we go.
But for the Constitution one, because it was a higher AC, because it has a higher DC for you guys to pass it, I was going to let you guys roll that one twice.
Oh, thank God.
Bet. Done.
Oh, thank God. So I have a...
Here, let's put that in the middle because I also... You're 26. Plus 6 of Constitution, baby!
Sorry, my brain short-circuited when I had to add stuff. I have a 23.
I have a 22.
18, so I got a 27. 22, this is the highest one.
24? I'm sorry. 17, 18, 19. No! Yeah.
What is it?
It was 23! God.
You need a 25.
Yeah.
Shit. Plus 6 Constitution, baby.
Yeah, that was not physically possible for me to get.
No, that was impossible. 26, you said?
25.
25? If I rolled a nat 20, I could have gotten it. Otherwise, my constitution's low.
And so,
yeah,
what
I
was...
I have to roll a 19.
Huh?
No, sorry. I was also thinking, like, I would have to roll a 19 again.
I would have to roll a 15.
I literally couldn't make it. Even with a 20, my number wouldn't go that high.
So, the final thing. The first part was Arcanum to locate the mana within you. Second part was nature to become comfortable with the mana around you. Constitution was mixing the two. And there's one more roll that needs to be made.
Friendship. And the power of friendship. How many people in this class are willing to help you with your roll?
That's funny.
Are we allowed to let Josephine roll twice? I'm just watching him suffer over here.
It's been consistently under 10 nearly the entire time.
That like, sucks. I advocate for just letting Josephine roll at an advantage because of his natural lack of luck.
So I was going to get this. This is the same rules as the last one where you were going to get 2.
Oh. Let me try.
The first one is 16 plus 4, 20. Oh, you got a
14?
I have a
20. 22. That's a 20. Joe got a 20.
And I got a 23.
Oh. 23. Well, my highest roll was a 21. Those roll, well, they rolled 5.
So that was a strength, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get anything to strength.
And so, Bear, you got a 20.
We got a 23.
What'd you get?
21.
And then 20.
What'd you get?
22. I got
17.
So you all passed.
Nice.
Yay.
Yay.
You passed it.
I passed it. I got 2 out of 4.
And that's half the time. That's a Joe Smar luck.
It really is. It would have been just really hard to get that Constitution one for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. The easiest one would have been the nature one, but I rolled awful for that.
Yeah, I rolled low for my nature one as well, which is unfortunate, because if I'd gotten the constitution roll for my nature check, I would have passed easy. And then constitution is literally impossible.
Fair. Because like, for that arcana roll, like I literally get like a +9 to that, to whatever. Yeah, it's Arcana, and then I have a +2 for Arcana already, and my intelligence is like +3. So with my level, it gives me a lot.
Yeah, I'm also a lower level than you guys. Good, what level are you guys?
I'm 4.
4?
4, okay, yeah.
Quattro.
No, French.
I don't know what it is in French.
I don't know either. I was just saying.
Une trois quatre. C-A-R-T. Or C-A-T-R-E.
She.
I used to know how to count at least up to three in Japanese. Because, like, I went to, like...
Ichi ni san.
Is it?
She.
She?
I'm guessing because there was a song that went...
So, for high low favorite results, John, you're always high, right?
Always high. Every day.
Please.
I keep wanting to go low, but we're going to go high because I've been forsaken so many times. Wait, are you rolling online or in physical?
Physical.
Let's go high. It's going to be low.
Hey, Joe, sorry. What you got?
I'll do low.
I'll also do high. Because if either we all get it, or Joe Smart doesn't get it. So
it's all of us versus Joe Smart.
Oh, I'm rolling for you guys individually.
No, I think
that's funny.
No, I think it was just like either all of us guessed high.
I thought I was going to be all ones.
I'm scared now. My last season, my high low rolls were on point. So this Ruko season, I cannot get it right.
So Ruko being two. Ivan made two. So I'm gonna roll three. D100 for you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I was pretty close on the ones I didn't make. I know you were really close on what it would be.
Yeah.
Okay. So just one, that's a four for the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
That's funny.
Take the excitement out of your voice. The gods of chance are looking at you.
If you get another low one, that's good for you. Okay. 89. So.
It all comes down to one roll.
You're perfectly symmetrical.
Six.
Nice. It's good.
Two super really low rolls and one really high roll. Yeah. It seems about right for my luck.
Ruko.
Oh, God.
That was comical.
Can you pass it to me?
Great start.
That was a comical blunder.
80.
Yes. That's a high. Like me. Because drugs.
What the?
33.
Okay. I'm getting the opposite of you so far. Hopefully we end on a high.
72.
Yes.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
I love how it's literally the inverse of yours.
Yeah.
Ziamaris.
Yeah.
95.
Oh, thank God. For once.
Right? It's going to be low again. It's going to be high. 32.
44. Shit. I have a question. Since they got three rolls for passing half, how many rolls do we get for passing, like, majority?
The two rolls are supposed to make it hard. The getting multiple
easier?
Rolls.
That's fine. Yeah. Never mind. I said nothing. And I'm grateful for the one freaking roll I got! High and low dice, we're gonna understand each other one day. You and me.
Okay. Vera, low, right?
I had high. Uh-huh. I never use low. The only time I get low is at the cherry bomb. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the dance 83. Club.
83.
Nice.
What?
Crushing this glass.
The highest high.
Now it's time to do Damien. 90.
Which is higher up?
High.
90. 90. Wow. Nice. Yeah. Now it's just easy street.
Only one person failed.
Well, how'd Vanya do?
Oh, was that me?
Yeah, you're the only person who failed.
Fucking hell.
Wait, what did Josmar do? Ivan did low. I'm going to have Vanya do high. 84. 95. Okay, damn. So.
Counting them all.
Essentially, that every time you succeeded, he succeeded, and when you failed, he failed.
I think so, yeah.
Gets her linked. You're two, you're two so halves hard. Of the coin.
Now it's time for Seth Hara. He doesn't get it.
Damn.
I got a zero.
that's rough.
Sorry, I got a... No. I got a one. Sorry.
Yeah, the maximally opposite of what you wanted.
And so... As you guys sat there and meditated throughout this week, everyone has unlocked it, except Xeomarus and Seth Hara. And I deal with the fact that Xeomarus is legitimately living void, and how can you resonate with the world if you are living void?
That's a fair point.
All of your roles were allowed. But everyone else does unlock the lowest tier of druidic resonance. And what that is resonance armor. You can enhance your body by activating the resonance throughout your body, causing your skin to transform into a kind of hardened exterior, just hardened mana. The color of it depends on what type of mana you're using. If you're pulling from Vaconic mana, it's a kind of a dark black / purplish energy. If you're pulling from traditional just nature mana, it's blue, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have the full breakdown when I send it to you. And you can repel damage like a force field. Your AC, when activated, your AC is 10, plus your dexterity modifier, plus your wisdom modifier.
So what does that mean for me? Okay, that's pretty good.
Do normal stacks, like, if you're unarmored, because I know, like, if you're unarmored, you gain extra buffs. So, but does this count as its own, like, armor, or would you still be technically unarmored?
So, it actually explains this within the thing.
Oh.
This counts as... So, when someone attacks you, once you have this on, it kind of serves as a under armor. So, they would have to get through your top armor, your top AC, and the resonance as well.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Is it possible to use intelligence instead of wisdom?
No.
Okay, then this is... bad. Is it a separate roll, or is it the same roll but just extra AC?
No, they have to make a separate roll.
Okay, so it's still something. Yeah, my AC for this is 10. Because it's a -1 wisdom, and his dex is just 1.
Oh.
Yeah. He's a strong, intelligent man.
But he's not wise.
Yeah, he's not much else. It's borne out that he's not particularly wise, I feel like.
He puts tomatoes in his fruit salad, you know?
Sam, can I see your character sheet?
Oh, sure. Sorry, let me... There you go. I don't know if you need all the other stuff, but...
Thank you.
No worries.
And that's resonance. You guys did a good job. Except... See, the thing is... even though your points are higher, you still pass, like, all of your things. So you'll have... once you hit all four, you could probably train on this. But as a living void, it's already going to be hard for you to resonate with the world.
That's fair.
So. Now it's time to get into your individual classes.
God, I love learning.
Me too.
Well, then you're going to hate this week. Vera, we're going to start with you first.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your Intro to Spiritus class for this week,
mm-hmm.
and you discover that individuals fighting with Spiritus techniques can actually put out your fire.
Ugh! That sucks! Why
discernment.
Repeat that?
You're right.
People who fight with spiritist techniques, which a lot of spiritist techniques is laying magic into your techniques,
mm-hmm.
can put out Vera's fire.
Jeez.
And so this entire week, you don't learn anything from spiritists because it's you reeling with the fact that the thing is, I'm not saying they're the thing is, it's not even saying as bad as that it's damaging you. They can put out your fire. Which means that...
They'll just kill me?
Yeah.
Yeah. What, is there a way to learn spirit techniques to, like, counter them?
You're gonna have to figure that out.
Oh, yeah.
Trial and error.
And then I die. We no longer have... I can't even use... Even if we had Icarus, I couldn't use Icarus, because...
You're right. Icarus would just straight up kill you. Accidentally, but...
Bring me back and then kill me.
So, and then you went to advanced language studies.
Oh, buddy.
And you learned a new component, if you didn't know it already. It's shield.
I did know that already.
Oh, buddy.
And it was what class? It was the runic?
Advanced language studies.
And so began Vera's week of L's.
Hey, you're ahead of the curve.
I don't have any homework.
Your homework is that you have to build a functioning shield that can stop your professor's attack.
Ooh. What professor is this? So I'm sorry that I asked that.
No, I just have to scroll up. And this is linguistics.
Wouldn't it be what's his face now? No,
that other dude? Oh, wait, no, linguistics.
Yeah.
Runes.
Seneca.
Oh.
I thought Seneca was rhetoric.
Oh, it's,
It's Lance.
Yeah.
Oh. I could not. So I think that. I needed to know the teacher, because I'm like, what attack could I get that I could have to avoid? Does he tell you the attack, or is he just going to attack you?
He doesn't tell you the attack.
You know that man doesn't tell you the attack. You knew in your heart he wasn't going to tell you, fuck.
Also, in regards to the spiritist class, can I drop the class? Or since I agreed to go for the rest of the class, is the grace period over? Like,
you only have 8 weeks.
You can drop it.
I'll keep the class. Why not? I'll just, under circumstances, I'll just be like, hey, could I just not?
No. We're not going to change the curriculum. It just sounds like you need to drop it.
I wanted that. Whatever. I'll drop the class. It was hard to find something that fits in that space.
So you don't know what the shield is, so just assume. All you get is that. Assume that it's going to be a powerful spell.
That's fair. See, I'm starting to get to myself that to drop Spiritus. Okay, yes, powerful spell, yes.
So you go to Runic Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And no one wants to hire you.
Why?
No one wants to hire the princess.
Dang.
Damn.
Wait, why not?
Is it like, the thing is, if me, Sam, wasn't in class with a princess, guess what? You're on your own. Well, I guess it depends. I didn't say anything. I didn't make friends in this class. We only had 2 weeks in this class, and then we had a whole month off, and then I show back up, and I'm a princess.
Is it because she's already a princess? I'm going to hire her.
You don't need the money.
I did not come here to make friends. I came here to win.
It's one of those things where it's just like, do we trust the vapid noble to get the job done?
Or
do we
trust... I literally got into this college.
Hey, the wide world doesn't know that. They just know that there's a princess that we can hire. And it's like, why would I?
Wow.
Yeah, the princess is probably too stupid.
Get fucking wrecked.
Ugh.
You had to deal with back at home.
Back at home, no one just trusted me in general because I was a screw up. But now people don't want to hire me because
too famous.
I guess.
You want to get some coffee after school?
God.
Not enough of a princess for your family. Too much of a princess for your friends.
And then you have to take art foundation studies,
mm-hmm.
where you discover Actually, roll a...
Roll
a constitution.
Okay.
That's good to get out of the blue.
Oh, wait, sorry. Roll a perception, and then roll a constitution.
Ooh, can I have to be smell-based?
No.
Or hearing?
It's hearing-based.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah,
nice. Sniff to person.
Can I smell what they're saying about me?
That's funny.
Can I sniff out a rumor?
Can I smell what they're saying about me? That was clever.
And I got 14.
So, you hear that a lot of people are talking shit about you.
No!
And not a lot of education is being done this week. Because everyone's like turning around, like looking at you. And it's just like,
no.
Princess is in the class. You see that? Sherelle doesn't even do any work in here. Look at her.
I literally do work in here.
Buddy.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Buddy.
Now, roll a constitution to see how this affects you morally.
It doesn't hurt your feelings.
That's like some psychic damage.
Are your feelings hurt? I hope they are. Anyways.
It's Vera's getting bullied out of school arc.
Jesus.
So I got...
You just need to get a 15.
That wasn't... That got me.
No.
You weep openly.
You take this hard.
This is rather distracting. So you don't hear, like...
The lecture. Yeah. People talking shit about me?
Yeah.
I paid way too money in tuition for the school. Yeah, your mommy probably bought the tuition for the school.
Actually, it was my gang activities. Next.
My crimes paid for this. Thank you very much.
How dare you under...
So,
I don't learn anything.
You don't learn anything, and because you also unlock Druidic Resonance, where outside of the freshman class, only 3 people in the freshman class did it. Sorry, wow. 4 people.
Wow.
So it's just us and then Damien? Yeah. That's.
I rolled poorly with these digital dice. So a lot of the rumors you're hearing is that, yeah, it's probably because they're like. You're also hearing rumors about Vanya and you getting together. You guys both got the Druidic Resonance. But you have a bunch of gods in your family, so someone probably helped with that for you to get that.
Is that even a thing that you could do?
You pray for me.
There's some godly string pulling.
And so you're kind of seen as a
pariah.
Yeah.
You're Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Hey, Vera. You're always welcome to my class.
Thanks. It's really disappointing.
And that was Vera's week.
I love learning, but you're not gonna like this. Understatement.
Be a lot cooler if you didn't.
Ivan.
Oh boy.
Okay. So, intro to spirit bonding, that went well for you. Intro to basic healing. You notice that Vanya's in your class.
Okay.
And I need you to roll a constitution of whether or not this bothers you.
Keeps looking over.
Like, well, what's that jackass doing here? Oh my god.
No. That looks like a 0 from here. Sorry. Is that like a 4?
Yeah.
That's a 5.
Oh,
wait, yeah.
It does bother you.
How intimidating is Vanya?
It's Ivan, but when he was, like, not buff. It's an unbuff Ivan with reverse color hair.
And so, all the, like, little friends you made in class, all of that, none of them are talking to you because they're talking to Ivan, who they've known this entire time. I'm sorry, they're talking to Vanya, who they've known this entire time. Not this super buff, like...
My favorite thing about this is you look like the clone. Ivan is the buff, like, from a physical standpoint, like, you look like the replacement.
And he has all the memories, so he hasn't missed a beat. He hasn't missed a
Oh, it's your birthday today, right? You're like, oh my gosh, you remember. Thank you, Ivan.
Ivan like... in the background with a present.
I have procured a gift for you on your day of birth. Is this not common? Did Ivan not do this?
Why? Oh. Do you really respect your name change, Ivan?
As of now, yes, you also don't learn anything this week outside of the druidic resonance, because this week, as of now, Vanya has all of the same classes as you have. My. They are going to switch out next week.
But this week, guess what? You gotta be paired with your better doppelganger. He's not better. You guys are the same, literally. That's
and so does that go for, like, all of my classes this week?
Yeah.
Even the hemomancy?
No, they don't have they don't have hemomancy.
Oh, you got good call.
Wait, so I thought he wasn't taking basic elemental manipulation.
Yeah, they couldn't switch the classes in time.
Darn. So, I need a win. Let's see how hemomancy goes.
So
you go crazy.
You walk into the class, the wing of the school that is based for hemomancy. Mm-hmm. And you open the door, and it's a classroom built around a pool of dark liquid. There's seats in an arena style all around this pool.
I'm sorry, the hemomancy class is around a pool of dark liquid.
Blood pool.
Would you like to investigate the pool?
Or do you not want to think about it? Do you know what I mean?
Is this caro syrup?
I forgot we used to do that all the time.
My rolls have been going so poorly. Do I even want to try to perceive what's inside this pool?
I mean,
what liquid it is?
I have a question, Derek.
That is the question.
If he just walks up to it, would you be able to recognize?
Yeah, even if he rolled a one, I would be like, yeah, you know this is blood.
Go for it.
So there's a certain element of like that. Like I could smell the.
Yeah. Did he get a one?
I got a 19.
I love the one roll. It doesn't matter. The roll. It's like. You kind of just gotta take a look at what's here.
I walk up to it, I like taste it. I was like, oh yes, it's.
I know exactly who this game is. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Derek. Live your life.
And so, out. You walk up to the pool and you're looking at it and it's like, that's blood.
Nice to have that confirmed. I didn't know what was in there.
But you can, with your perception, was it an investigation? Or perception.
Perception.
With your perception, you see and you feel that it's more than just like normal blood. There's something else that this blood contains.
Wait, give me one second, because like that was like 19, like a raw 19.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can add anything to like.
You know that you can tell.
I didn't realize there's something to learn from this. Let me see if I can feel.
21, if that gives me any extra information.
If we want to, you know, if we want to be fancy with it, I technically got a 21.
That does. There seems to be something at the bottom of the pool beckoning to you. You can't tell what it is, but you can sense that something is beckoning you into the blood.
Maybe I take it back. Maybe.
No. You're going to take this W.
Someone calls out for you.
You also notice you're the only person in the class.
Is that Malachi? Is that Malachi in like the bottom of the pool?
Icar? That's one entrance. He just rises up.
Do you say anything?
I guess I like just say hello in the empty class or arena type thing that I'm in.
And then you're waiting a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, you hear that old adage, well, if the professor doesn't come in 15 minutes, I can leave.
Yeah.
And for a short time, it feels like nothing is happening. And then you hear the door that you just entered to opened up. Mm-hmm. And you notice that it's Malachi. Okay. He looks really tired. Looks like he woke up for his nap. And he's like, oh, what are you doing here?
I'm here for class.
This class doesn't have an official start time. How do you know what time to come?
I I just showed up. Ivan has no other explanation. He's like, oh, well, if it starts at any time, that he'll just show up. So he just showed up and hoped that Malika was just chilling here 24/7. So.
Malika kind of looks at you and is like, well, okay. So you're here to study hemomancy.
Yes, sir.
Why?
From what we've talked about the other day, it seemed like a pretty interesting class. Unlike Vakonic as well, so it's like, if potentially this supportive magic can help me control my Vakonic energy, my Vakonic mana, then even better. If not, I see the benefits that and all the applications I could use blood magic for, hemomancy for.
First thing we have to do is make your tome. What do you want to make your tome out of?
If possible, I was doing a little research. I was hoping I could use it out of, make it out of milkweed seeds, primordial balm, and a flama beak.
It's not working.
Oh my god.
That yeah.
Let me just look through all my papers.
So, milkweed seeds. These small, white, translucent seeds can be found when opening up a milkweed flower. They're often eaten by children due to their friendly look, but can cause negative digestive effects this way. When crushed up and diluted with other liquids, these seeds offer very powerful healing effects. And the what it does is that it has the effect that it doubles the dice rolled of any healing effect.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And this modifier can stack.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it doubled like the healing factor? Like if you roll like a roll a d6, it just doubles the.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's cool.
Right.
Yeah, so if you can add healing to your blood magic, that'd be cool. It's like, hey, I damage myself, but part of my magic is healing me. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want a primordial balm.
Yes, sir.
Are you aware of what primordial means?
Like ancient? Very old? One of the first?
So the description for primordial balm is, first off, the rarity is very rare. The thick substance has been observed changing its coloring almost at will. The balm is unusually warm to the touch and can seem to retain heat for weeks on end. Herbalists often find this substance growing on rocks and humid environments. The exact rarity of this substance is... The exact amount of this substance is unknown, as its constantly changing appearance makes it difficult to identify. What it does is that your user strength score changes to 25 for 1 hour.
Ah.
That's cool.
So is it plus... I don't know what that plus would be. Actually, never mind.
We're talking like beyond like 6 modifier.
7. Because
it changes every 2.
What?
No, it's 22. Oh, yeah, 24 would be 7, so it would be a plus 7.
So,
that's great.
What makes you think we have primordial
So what makes you think in this entry level?
So reduce your expectations.
Well, this is a very prestigious school. I just thought that there's a bit of everything to go around.
Where's my tuition money going to?
We use it on you?
Where's my tuition money going to? I spent 3 gold to get here.
If you guys don't have it, I can always find something else to potentially make out of it.
Do you want this primordial balm?
Why? You ask why?
Do you?
Oh. It'd be nice, yes. Please.
What?
I need this.
What would you be willing to sacrifice?
To sacrifice? I suppose, like... Honestly, is there anything I could sacrifice right now? Because I am spiritless.
How much you got? How much money you got?
I suppose I could sacrifice time to find.
Preferably nothing. So you're not just going to give it to me?
Can you sacrifice, like, parts of Vanya's life?
Can I do a work study thing where I have it now and then I just work it off in the school store or something? The school front desk, maybe?
Time. Come with me.
Okay.
And you guys walk to a darkened corner of the room.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it's pure darkness.
Uh-huh.
And out walks it is a skeletal man. With long black hair. He's a very gaunt appearance as he walks up to you. And he doesn't stop walking until he's like a few centimeters from your face. Where would you like to go?
He's asking me.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I like to go? I don't know. I'm supposed to be in class here.
I think you're supposed to go where the primordial bomb is.
Oh. I don't have the book in front of me.
Where is it? Oh,
it's
under the shack.
Sorry.
Maybe you just ask, like, hey, I want to go to Primordial Bomb.
It's without... in mountains, swamps, and the underground.
In Alexandria?
No, in general. That's where Primordial Bomb
is. Oh.
What does it mean by, like, underground? Like, underground, like, mines and stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'll go to a swamp.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
What? A swamp when all the water hates you? No, I don't know if the swamp.
Oh, no.
I don't know that the ocean hates you, but I'm like, a swamp?
Wait, does all water hate me?
I thought it was just the water around Alexandria.
But oh. It's the ocean.
It's the ocean.
It's just the ocean? Okay, so the swamp is safe.
And now it's time to talk about the water cycle.
Eventually, they're going to live in a world where all the water hates.
In like 5 months, like the very top layer of the swamp kind of, like, if you dive deep enough, you're fine.
Yeah.
Did you hear what Ivan did?
What? No, I didn't. Wow, yeah. That was messed up.
Yeah, right?
He has
a sweet demeanor. He tries to warm you in with that, yeah, I'll love you forever, I'll be bonded for you forever, and then he drops you at a drop of a hat. Goes Vaconic. What a douche.
Why does a percentage of your blood hate Ivan? Did your pee spell out, I hate Ivan? What's happening?
Eventually, the 70% of my body is just, like, constantly at war with me.
My cup of coffee hates you.
Yeah, water is something you didn't really want to piss off.
So
that's a building block of all life.
I put in the Coca-Cola syrup. We're not sponsored. And I'm sorry. I put in the Pepsi syrup. Yeah, that's right. And the syrup convinces the rest of the water to be chill.
you soda stream the hatred out of the water.
The air, the carbonation mixes with it, and suddenly it's a lot easier to get down because they're being distracted by their buddy.
It's a foggy day, and the fog separates from Ivan.
The soda streams are great, though. Please sponsor us.
I love soda stream. We have a soda stream. It's so good.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. You use it all the time. SodaStream, give us money. We keep doing this.
We're not sponsored. We're just a fan.
We introduce a new teacher. Hey, everybody, look. It's Soda-E. Oh, hey, kids. We're going to take classes about the benefits of carbonated beverages.
It's Cyberman number 2. Sorry, there's like a... In Psyche K, there's like a superhero specifically... He's like... It's like he's... powers carbonation because it's like a gimmick for like a soda brand, and it's just that's the whole thing.
And so the creature grabs you, and then you're pulled into the darkness. And as you're pulled to this darkness, you see a neon green eye just staring at you.
Okay.
As you are dropped off at a new place. And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.